Welcome to the new episode of Social Blend with me, George Frank. I am very excited today because I also have my co-host. She has been a reoccurring co-host on the show for a few episodes now. I have Stephanie.
Hello.
Here with us. And we're excited to talk today about some things and some topics. And then we're going to play a game called Bop or Flop. Now, I want to start with one thing. It's very sad what's happening. Did you hear about in the Amazon rainforest? It's been on fire for 3 weeks. Oh, my God. Wait, your legs feel so smooth.
I just shaved.
Oh. Compared to mine. They're, like, smooth. So the Amazon rainforest, it is so sad. It's been on fire for 3 weeks now, and we haven't known shit.
We ain't known nothing. All right, why hasn't anyone said anything?
Everyone's like keeping it hush hush.
Wait, Amazon? That's where Amazon comes from?
That's where Amazon is from.
So Amazon's not shipping anymore?
No. So Amazon is not shipping because in their rainforest there is a fire. No!
Oh, no.
It's the Amazon rainforest. It's been around for a long time. It's not Amazon. My package is still going to ship. I hope.
No, that's what I thought, like, Amazon.
Oh,
that's
my
where they
God!
Got it.
Oh, that's probably where they got the name, maybe. But, yeah, no, listen. Your orders are still going to ship. This is a rainforest in, like, Brazil, I think. Yeah, so it's been very sad. It's been 3 weeks. It's the biggest rainforest in the world. And if this keeps going on, it might affect and it might accelerate global warming even more than it already is. So it's a very scary time right now. And, I'm hoping they could do whatever they can, but this looks like a very big storm. So,
a fire.
But it's turning into a big thing. Now, if you want to donate, you could donate to,
it doesn't rain there?
Yeah, it does, but how much rain do you need?
If it downpours, it could be out.
No, not in one sitting.
Oh.
So, it's very sad. And to think of the animals that are in the rainforest. I mean, forget about us.
Oh, my God.
Forget about us.
I didn't even
those
think
poor
of that.
Animals. So sad. Next, summer's almost over.
Stop.
I'm devastated, guys. We got 1 week left.
No,
do you understand
stop.
How disgusting?
Don't even tell me.
Okay, but we have to get into reality that's it.
I didn't start any school shit. Who still has summer work? Why do we still have
it? Kids that are in high school have summer work. I certainly don't have summer work. But
no, I don't even know what I have.
Yeah, it just sucks. We're going to have to start wearing longer pants again. It's going to start getting cold out.
I am excited for fall. I love fall. Fall's my favorite.
Ew.
I love sweatshirts. I love jeans. I'm actually excited, to be honest. I just don't want to go back to school, that's why.
I think you're foolish.
Ew, shut up.
I don't know that.
What the
heck?
Ew, why did she come on? We didn't even say her name.
I'm scared, guys.
No.
The lady that is with Amazon, her name is... She just started talking out of nowhere, and we're so scared. She does this to us all the time. I'm like, yeah, the other day, yeah, the food was good. Don't know what you mean. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to
it's
the
scary.
Mirror.
They do say it's, doesn't it? Don't they say it's, it
they're listening to
you?
Yeah. So, yeah, it sucks. I mean, the only reason why I'm excited for summer to end is because I have trips coming in September and October. So, you know, I have stuff planned, but it just sucks that it's like, you know, the summer's ending.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get into topics. And let's first talk about, and if everybody follows me on my Social Blend Instagram, it's Social Blend Pod. that's where you can find all the little sneak peeks of stuff that we're going to talk about in my podcast every week. I will be posting on there with breaking news or topics and or funny headlines. I love funny headlines, but there hasn't really been a lot. But let's talk about first Harry Styles in the new Rolling Stone magazine issue coming out this month. How do you feel? I feel nothing.
Yeah, I don't really.
No, I always loved Harry Styles. He was always the best.
Oh my god, I loved One Direction.
So, yeah, I mean, good for him that he's the Rolling Stone's a very hard cover to get into. I think this means he's coming out with new music. So anyone that likes him, definitely get ready for new music. Okay, next we have some sad news. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have since split after 6 years of being together. First of all, I didn't even know their asses were together. I saw them. I thought they broke up a long time ago. So it's sad that I was like, oh man, I thought they broke up already like a while ago. So that's it. And I, Steph's like, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Next, we have The Rock. He married. I know. Is that sweet? So congrats to The Rock. He married his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashina, in a secret ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah, secret ceremony in Hawaii this weekend. So.
So no proposal.
No. Well, yeah, there's a proposal, but no one knew about it, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, no one knew.
All right, next we have some very sad news for the Marvel crew. Wait, why am I rushing? I feel like I'm rushing. So, the Marvel company, this is very crazy news, guys. So, I loved the Spider-Mans with, what's his name, that boy?
Spider-Man? Batman?
The Spider-Man guy. Him. What's his name? Tom Holland?
I don't know his name.
Mary Jane Holland. And, Tom Holland. I was right. So, breaking news. So, Spider-Man is no longer with Marvel Studios. After contract disputes with Sony, they have since broke off, like, their engagement of making movies together. So, it's very sad. I love the Marvel movies with Tom Holland in it. He's hilarious to me. I loved it. But it is reported that there are two more movies in the works with Tom Holland. And I have no idea what's going to happen with that. But how do you feel, Steph? Because you watched them, right?
No, I don't watch
You didn't watch either of them?
No.
They were good.
No,
the Spider-Mans were good. No, I don't like that either. I don't like that either. But it just sucks.
When did you watch it?
You went by yourself? Excuse me, I went by myself to the movies.
Ow.
Life of an alcoholic.
I just hit my elbow.
I'm joking. It's not me. Okay. So, yeah, that's that. Very
Georgia,
sad.
What?
Next. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Okay. So, Liam Hemsworth. Look what I wrote on my pocket. We shall talk. I said, we shall talk more on tomorrow's episode. So, Tom Holland. What's his name? Liam Hemsworth. Files divorce from Miley Cyrus. So now it's official. Like, he went to a lawyer and filed for divorce.
The family doesn't want her.
What? Yeah. Spill the tea. Spill the tea.
Stop. No, the family doesn't like Miley. And they're like, if you get back together, we'll be really mad. So
that's disgusting.
Wait, it's like, I'm like, I know the family.
I know. So wait, who do you know? The cousin?
No, I was reading it. No, I don't know anyone.
Oh my God.
No, they're begging him to not go
Miley
back with
could
her.
Come to our house any day. We could be a twerking party. Woo! What's the song? What's her song called?
Wait, what is it?
I'm in the club, with my babe on. I love that. Miley, come on over, girl. We'll cook some cookies and we'll twerk or something. We love you. We love you, girl.
Home girl. No, you know what's really
weird?
Wait,
what was it? I miss you, home girl. Remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, me neither. Okay, next.
Wait, what? Wait, okay. Let's still talk about this.
Let's talk more about it, yeah. So what kind of
no, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like he's like... Mm-hmm.
No, I know exactly what it is. I know exactly what... There was an interview, he was in it, and the lady said, oh, what's your favorite dance move? Like, if you go to a party or at a wedding or something, what's your favorite dance move? And Miley started, like, twerking on him. His face looked like he was about to beat the shit out of her. Mm-hmm. Beat the shit out of her. Yeah. It was bad. I'm like, look at him. Like, I'm like, ooh. And I, ooh. And, yeah.
And I, ooh.
No, and then she goes like this. Okay, interview over. I'm like, oh. Imagine if you were the interview. The interviewer, I would be like, and I, ooh. And I, or I was that, I think it foolish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's crazy, though. But, you know, if she can't be who she wants to be, and if she can't have fun without him looking at her all the time, being like, what are you doing? Like, then, honestly, they're better off separated.
Oh, no, I feel like, I'm not surprised. I feel like it was gonna happen. I didn't think they would be together forever.
Wow. Well, that's sad. Anyway, not my life, girl. I could go home, take a nap. I'm good. Next. Okay, this is... You probably don't even know this show.
No.
The Proud Family?
No.
Damn. Anyway, Penny's back, everybody. The Proud Family is coming back to Disney Channel. Woo! I love this show. It was my favorite show. And here's the guy who played Oscar Brown. He's, like, gonna talk about it.
I know Paula J. Parker, and I'm just saying, we need that Proud Family. The little kids nowadays, they need a color.
I forgot to tell you that.
What?
Proud Family's coming back.
Wait!
Yeah.
Proud Family is coming back.
Yeah.
When is this happening?
Proud Family, I forgot. I'm going to come back. Proud Family's coming back.
Oh. When is this happening?
It's on one of Disney's streaming. Yeah. Proud Family's coming back.
All right.
I mean, they told me not to
new
tell
episodes,
anybody.
New episodes.
Yeah, they told me not to tell you. New episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Oscar Brown. Penny!
I know.
Oh my god.
He said, I'm supposed to not be telling anybody.
Yeah. No, but that would be me. That would be me. Nothing's even green-lighted yet, and I would be like, yes, I have a show coming out, and nothing's even happening. So, yeah, did you hear him at the end screaming, Penny? I can't wait, though. So it's going to be on Disney's new streaming service, which I am getting.
Just because of that?
No, I'm getting it because it comes with ESPN, Hulu, and Disney, and the Disney app. Hello, Raven? That's so Raven. Lizzie McGuire, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
What's the Steven?
Steven.
Even Stevens. They're going to have Even Stevens. All that good shit. I can't wait. What do you mean, nah? Get out of my face.
I just watched Good Luck Charlie.
Oh, no. I don't even know who that is. Good Luck Shelley. All right, Steph, you're going to freak out. Okay? What? So, you know the song Taylor Swift, Me? Me?
Yeah. Yes, and you know, don't even sing it. Yes.
Stop. So you know how she says, "Hey, spelling is fun."
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has now taken out the lyrics, "Hey kids, spelling is fun," out of that song. So now we're going to play the song without it. Yeah, because she knows it's stupid. How are you gonna, 21-year-olds, we're like, yes, girl, she better go me. And then she's like, hey, kids, spelling is fun. I'm like, what kind of Caucasian?
Wait, you were like, when we were playing it, you're like, she needs to take that out.
Yeah, I said she needs to take that out because that sounds so stupid.
No, when it first came out, I was like, spelling. No.
I almost had a heart attack. Hey, kids, spelling is fun. I don't like it. All right, so now we're going to play it. This is now, she updated all of it. So now comes out.
Wait, it's just taken out or she put something new?
No, it's taken out. That's it. So you're going to hear it. Ready? Call the police. This is crazy.
Damn, she was really like.
She was really embarrassed. Shit. Yeah, she said, I am not. Because she probably looked on Twitter and we're all like, what kind of childish ABC song is this? So
wait,
I'm happy.
So anywhere you can't find it now?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I tried looking for it. I think maybe the.
Or on YouTube.
Maybe the YouTube version is still up. But yeah, that's it. Taylor Swift has officially removed the lyrics, Hey Kid, Spelling is Fun, from her Lover's lead single, Me, featuring Brandon Urin. Wow.
Well, good.
Hello.
To be honest.
All Hello, right. Let's celebrate that.
No, but that's...
Yeah, no, but better that she did that. Yeah. So, yeah. I do want everyone to know, a quick reminder, whether you're driving home or you're driving to work, you have food at home.
Georgie, what?
I wanted to say that because I saw today... And it said, just a reminder to everyone who needs it, you have food at home. Because, get it? You know when you're driving home and you're like, I want,
you
like,
You really
food.
Don't, but just go home and eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, you know, I got food. Or you call your mom and you're like, hey, mom. Like,
you got food?
What's
You made dinner?
She's like, I have food at home. Just come home, you know? So, that's it. That's a little reminder that you have food at home, everybody. Okay, next, we're going to play the game Bop or Flop. It's the fun game that I have with this thing. And, yeah, so let's do the first song. This is called Slide Away with Miley Cyrus. So it's time to let it go. Okay, so bop or flop?
Bop.
Right? Me too. I love it.
When I first saw that she made a new song, I'm like, oh my god.
Well, yeah, because you never know. You're like, what's going to happen with
now
this
I was
shit?
Like, I don't think it's going
to
be good.
Yeah,
no,
I loved
it. I like it,
No, it was definitely a bop to me. Mm-hmm. I need, like, a whole album like that. You know what it gave me the vibes of? Malibu. Malibu. Mm-hmm. That one. I love it.
Yeah.
She needs to break up more often. That's what she needs to do. We love you, homegirl. All right, next we have Motivation, Normani. So,
I like it.
Yeah, this, no, to me, definitely a bop. It's a nice bop song to bop to. I just feel like that's the only good part in the song, is that one part, and then that's it. The rest of it, to me, I think is very boring. But, no, I still think it's a bop. It's still a good song to bop up to. Okay. Next, we have Welcome to the Party, Nicki Minaj and Pop Smoke. Back is gonna clap, clap, and that's that. I never tap, tap if I don't like a hoe. You act like you like a though. Never backtrack if I ain't fucking with you. Can't sit with us, but you might go. All my pretty bitches, has a ditty bitches, got a milli bitches on go. Silly bitches, I'm Achilles bitches, yo pop. Who the fuck wants smoke? Keep it real, you really mad, cause your baby dad used to like me though. I ain't fuck him cause I ain't want him, told him take a hike like a hiker though. 50 moon boots, size 6, got me walking around like I'm Michael though. Paint my hair cause I'm Tyson, Jordan, Angelo. Baby, welcome to the party. Colorful weaving, your makeup is beaten. That's how you act just like a Barbie. Baby, welcome to the party. He wanna party with Barbie. Okay, sorry. No, I love the song. Sorry. So, to me,
know.
This is a bop. Oh. You know
I don't
what?
Like that type of music. I just
feel like it sounds like very like Cardi B. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Homegirl wanna party with Cardi.
No, maybe
and now this
about
now Nicki Minaj is saying you want to party with Barbie. And ooh, did I just create a my God, if this podcast was famous, their asses would have now been fighting, because I think I just caught on. Sorry, it's my lawyer. All right, so I'm going to say it's a bop, though. What about you?
I'm going to flop it.
Whoa!
I don't know. Okay. I don't really like Nicki, to be honest.
Wow. Wait, is the show ending? Look at it ending.
Why is it ending?
It's like showing that it's over. Okay, just ignore it, I guess. Hey, everyone, we're back. No, we've been here the whole time. Okay, so the next song we're going to do is Won't Be Late. Now I have to find it. Okay. Won't Be Late by Swae Lee. Okay, so here we go. Let's take a listen. Oh, wait, wrong song.
Kill your vibe. They don't have the right. Baby, don't fight it.
Okay, so how do you feel?
I love the beat, so I'm gonna bop it.
Ew, I'm gonna flop it. I didn't like it. I thought it was, I hate auto-tune, and I hate when they sound like that. It's not for me. So, all right, and now this is the last song. It is called Lover by Taylor Swift. She just released it. Let's take a listen. Okay.
And, ooh,
stop it! My God, you're gonna go to jail. She's gonna fucking sue you. You better say it's a bop. You better say that's the boppinest bop I've ever heard in my life.
I'm a flop.
Yeah, I'm gonna bop it only because my lawyer told me I had to. but you're gonna flop it? Yeah, that's fine. You can flop it. Okay. All right, so, wow. So, the ones, there's no winner or loser to this game, but, okay, great, yeah, I was gonna tally it up. I'm like, all right, 1, 2, 3, okay, so most of it were bops. That's good to know. Music is evolving nowadays, so we never know what's up. Wow, look at the time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this weekend. Yeah. I want to thank Stephanie. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. Mm-hmm. It's great to have you. One more thing before I go. I wanted to do my new thing that I've been doing is quote of the week. And my quote of the week is one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. So when you wake up, think of a positive thought or something that you want to achieve in that day. You have to make it a big, goal. Very small. Like, I want to get coffee and not be late to work. You know? So something like that.
Wait, but, excuse me?
What? You have something else?
Yeah, can I do a quote?
Yeah, but real quick. Also, I want to let you guys know that on Monday, Monday, August 26th, the VMAs are going to be on MTV at 8 p.m. and it's going to be at the Prudential Center. I'm trying to go. All right, go. I know, I'm trying to go.
Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, you could curse. That's fine.
All right, my quote that I always say to myself is, fuck excuses. You either want it or you don't. Period.
And not,
okay, so if you want those abs, go to the gym.
Excuse me, I feel
bad. Stop making excuses. Go to the gym.
Wow.
Yeah,
Or go eat that Taco Bell.
Yay!
All right, thanks everyone so much for tuning in. I will see you, I'll see you next week, I guess. Yeah, I'm gonna come see you live. All right, Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget,
bye.
The MTV VMA Awards are on Monday, August 26th at 8 p.m. only on MTV. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Woo!